This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. The TikTok ban is moving forward apace. Again, completely contrary to the U.S. Constitution. The House, according to the New York Times, is moving ahead with the bill targeting TikTok as Trump flips to oppose it. So I'll go over to my Twitter feed just to show you and show you the documentation here so you can check it out now, Funk Soul Brother. And here it is. House to move ahead with bill targeting TikTok as Trump flips to oppose it. There it is. Looked like a plastic doll there, right? Bipartisan. Well, so then it's got to be totally acceptable. If it's bipartisan and it's crushing your rights, it's fine. Bipartisan legislation to force the Chinese owners of the platform to divest or face a ban was moving forward. We always have to move forward in Congress, even after former President Donald J. Trump came out strongly against banning it. Steve banning it? Annie Carney and Jonathan Swan wrote this story. It took two people to write it. It's awesome. So they're moving forward with this, and we all know, we saw Glenn Greenwald doing a good job picking up on this, and I want to show you a little bit more. Let's go into the TikTok ban, shall we, and ask a few questions. I want to ask you over at, yeah, not at TikTok, at Rockfin, Rumble, and in Twitter/X. Offer your comments about this, because it seems to me they have some ulterior motives, like, oh, I don't know, control. Here's Glenn Greenwald showing their massive hypocrisy. This is, of course, the man who worked with Ed Snowden, who helped expose the fact that the United States government was engaging in this. You know, that's when Senator Ron Wyden asked James Clapper, if the United States government was spying on Americans. And he said, no. And Wyden, who knew that they were, said, no, you're not collecting it. Not knowingly. Yes, knowingly. Yes, very knowingly. Here's Glenn Greenwald.
Powerful behemoth in which all power is centralized because that's what they can control more. Now, here is Joe Biden. He is going on some sort of victory lap after his State of the Union address where he didn't fall down, where his teeth didn't fall out, where he didn't start having saliva come out of his mouth. And he is getting ready to leave for Philadelphia to go to a campaign event. And he was asked about this issue with TikTok. And here's what he said. Let's see if we can play this video.
I just saw a little bit on television. You said that she's a very talented woman. I didn't quite understand the connection she was making.
So
the question was, do you still support banning TikTok? Will you sign this bill? And here was Biden's answer.
If they pass it, I'll sign it.
Mr. President, who is going to provide...
All right, so there you have it. And it's not a surprise. Joe Biden has been supporting a ban of TikTok for a long time now. Earlier today on his True Social media platform, Donald Trump also addressed this bill. And he had a much different response than Joe Biden. Donald Trump said the following: if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook, and Zuckerschmuck, it will double their business. I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. They are a true enemy of the people. And then Rand Paul put that into his own language, and he said the following. This is Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky. Quote, if Congress bans TikTok, they will be acting just like the Chinese communists who have also banned TikTok. Why not just defend the First Amendment? So ordinarily, right-wing media loves to convince its audience that Joe Biden is weak on national security. He's weak on Russia. He's weak on Israel. He's weak on China. And yet here you have Joe Biden with a very aggressive foreign policy of fueling a war against Russia, of paying for and supporting Israel's war in Gaza, of bombing Yemen continuously without congressional approval, bombing sites that he claims are backed by Iranian militias in Iraq and Syria. He has militarily encircled China by putting bases, military bases, all around them in almost every direction. And now here is Joe Biden saying that he supports a ban of TikTok on the grounds that it's controlled by the Chinese, while Donald Trump saying the only thing this will do is drive more and more people into Facebook.
Now, let's talk about circling here. Let's do something real quick and draw a quick circle around Donald Trump's argument and show how weak his argument is and how it's a totally consequentialist, immoral statement. Because as we see here, let's go back to this. As we see, he writes, if you get rid of TikTok, Facebook and Zuckerschmuck will double their business. It's not you shouldn't get rid of TikTok on principle. It's if you do this, then these other people will do better. And then he adds, I don't want Facebook, who cheated in the last election, doing better. So it's personal to him. And he says they are a true enemy of the people. So let me get this straight. If he can describe, and this shows you the danger of that, this sort of ridiculous, fatuous position. If a politician like Trump can somehow successfully describe an online platform that allows people to talk there and has its own rules, and of course, we'll get to it in just a minute. If he can describe them as an enemy of the people, then it's okay. Now, maybe if someone were to talk to Donald Trump, they would say, so do you mean that you're all in favor of complete freedom of speech? Or are you saying that if you could describe some enemy of the people, as he did in the past, just openly saying, I think they're enemies of the people, and he didn't try to censor people. So we have to give Trump that credit. But it leaves a lot of room if you're not defending the principle of freedom of speech. Because people could say, well, they are an enemy of the people, X, Y, or Z, platform, you know, KitKat or something like that, right? Rather than TikTok, whatever it might be, right? If you come from Bizarro World, right? So if you don't lay it down on principle, which is what Rand Paul did there, or at least on the First Amendment, the principle would be, I'm not going to use aggression to take my neighbor's money to fund a policing system to then shut people down and make that even worse, right? So it's a double injury. You're taking money and creating a police force to then shut down people's speech. So injury upon injury, right? So this is where Donald Trump never seems to get it. Whether it's about the jabs or the other things, he'll promote himself. Oh, we got this done. We did this. We did that. No, it's not. You have no moral or constitutional so-called prerogative to do any of that stuff. That's the baseline. You don't have to think about it any more complicated. No 4D chess. You just stop. Leave people the heck alone. So let's go back to Glenn Greenwald and, again, get reminded of what Joe Biden has been doing and what he represents, the threat to speech. This is a man who no longer lives in the United States and likely would be arrested if he came back to the United States. This is a man who supports Julian Assange and worked with Julian Assange to help get information out about U.S. war crimes. This is a man who worked with Edward Snowden. And no, I don't think Edward Snowden is a cutout. This is a man who worked with Edward Snowden to get information out about what the United States government was doing to people. Spying on us.
Russia, he's weak on Israel, he's weak on China. And yet here you have Joe Biden with a very aggressive foreign policy of fueling a war against Russia, of paying for and supporting Israel's war in Gaza, of bombing Yemen continuously without congressional approval, of bombing sites that he claims are backed by Iranian militias in Iraq and Syria. He has militarily encircled China by putting bases, military bases, all around them in almost every direction. And now here is Joe Biden saying that he supports a ban of TikTok on the grounds that it's controlled by the Chinese, while Donald Trump saying the only thing this will do is drive more and more people into Facebook. And if you're a conservative, why would you want to do that, given how much you know about the government's ability to control the flow of information on Facebook and their ability to censor Facebook? Now, another Republican congressman, Thomas Massie, who is one of the more independent-minded and freedom-oriented people in the Congress, said this, quote, next week the House will vote to give Biden the power to decide which apps you can run on your phone based on whether he deems them to be owned by a foreign adversary. I've never used TikTok, but I'm not voting to give the president new powers to ban it and other apps.
So let's ask this question, everybody. Where would Congress get the power to do that in the first place? The First Amendment explicitly says Congress shall pass no law abridging the freedom of speech. Does it have to be any clearer? Well, you see, corporate status. Oh, I see. Well, then again, we go back into Cabrini-Green and the ruling on unconstitutional conditions. Just because someone asks the government to do something for it doesn't mean that the government can demand in return that people have to give up their so-called constitutionally protected rights, which is what Cabrini-Green was all about the Fourth Amendment, no-knock raids at a place where people got Section 8 housing, and the government was going to demand that they had to allow for no-knock raids to search for drugs at any time if they were going to be there. It was the quid pro quo. It was the, you got to do this, and we will do this. Well, the Supreme Court ruled against that. And as I mentioned, I believe that if that were applied consistently, that would ban the TSA, as it should be banned, and it would ban a lot of other things. Now, out in California, I believe, I'm not sure where it is, but they're going to try to institute drug testing for welfare recipients. They were already going to do that years ago, probably over a decade ago in Florida, and that was found unconstitutional. You can't do that, right? Why? Because it's an invasion of the Fourth Amendment. So they're going to have to go to court on that, and it's been a lot of years. Evidently, they don't remember that. And it's likely that the court will find the same way they found with Cabrini-Green. However, they have been inconsistent. And if you do look up the Hillsdale College, Grove City College battles against the federal government over Title IX and the fact that the feds were going to make them conform to Title IX if they took federal money or they had students that got federal college loans, you'll see that the Supreme Court found in favor of the federal government, which I believe that they would find in favor of the federal government if somebody challenged the TSA on those appropriate grounds of unconstitutional conditions and the Fourth Amendment. So in this case, you've got many people arguing, well, yeah, you know, absolutely right. The request to form a corporation is a request of government favor that allows the members of the corporation to then shield their personal assets from any potential liability in lawsuits, and only the assets of the corporation are put at risk. And then they start to play the game even further with the government to get other types of assistance and things like that. And the government then starts to adjust the tax codes for corporations for various reasons, for sometimes for good, sometimes for bad. But the corporate entity existence status is not something that's even provided for the federal government to do in their constitution. So there shouldn't be any such thing as corporations on a federal level in the United States. And this is a problem that many people cite as part of their reason to say, well, yeah, very clearly, you know, the government can demand this or demand that from the corporations that it creates, or revoke the corporate status, or not allow them to trade. No, I think all of those are piling more injury upon the initial injury of the corporate status. And the less often that happens, the better. So you can't ban TikTok. You just can't do it. And it's the same thing as imposing sanctions on foreign goods. You could impose a tariff constitutionally on something that was so high, people wouldn't be able to buy it anymore from a foreign country. You could do that. So they could put a tariff on the purchase of TikTok. That's what they could do. But otherwise, they can't do anything else. They can't ban it outright. They can't say, no, you can't sell this. They can only put a charge on that constitutionally. And again, you know, being a voluntarist, you know, I try to be as fair as possible assessing these things, but it does rub me the wrong way. Maybe it rubs you the wrong way if you're a voluntarist like I am, because, you know, I just it frustrates me that these people are such bottom feeders, not Glenn Greenwald in any way, but the politicians, and not Thomas Massey. They're such bottom feeders that they will do anything expedient for them. They will use any rhetoric possible, and they will take actions that are totally, utterly contemptuous. of the U.S. Constitution. There, I used it appropriately in that case. Okay, so here we go.
How is that not the view of every single conservative and every single person who's not a conservative who has expressed serious concerns about the ability and the desire and the success of the American U.S. security state to control the flow of information on the Internet? Here is Congresswoman Kathy McMorris, a Democrat from the state of Washington, very typical pro-national security state Democrat, who went on CNBC today, and you'll hear her rationale. She invokes China over and over, tries to raise fear about what China is doing on this app in a way that makes no sense. Listen to what it is she said.
Congresswoman, it's hard to decide what to do. Everybody wants to allow corporations.
I think I said Democrat. I meant she's a Republican from Washington, but a very entrenched Republican in the pro-national security state. I think I said, did I say Democrat? Anyway, she's a Republican from the state of Washington.
Even if they're not U.S., we don't want to ban corporations. We don't want to ban free speech. And TikTok very effectively has reached me with their ads now. They've got this cute little nun that's doing a bunch of good works that she needs TikTok to do that. Have you seen that? She's got.
I love the way they portray this. We don't want to ban free speech, but TikTok, that's not free speech. We will define what is and is not free speech as we proceed to ban free speech.
There's another one. We're talking about a neurosurgeon who lost his son in a drunk driving accident, and he's been able to reach people so that trying to make it. They're very smooth and sort of, I don't know if it's conniving, but is this the CCP tugging on my heartstrings to allow TikTok to remain, so that we don't do anything about it?
Well, just because they say it doesn't make it true, and they are collecting massive amounts of data, 170 million users that are on TikTok. This is how China operates. This is how the CCP operates. And they are you.
Okay. This is how the CCP operates. They collect enormous amounts of data about their users. Now, just let's stop for a second and examine this. Obviously, this is how the U.S. government operates as well. The U.S. government collects enormous amounts of data about American citizens every single day. Not only that, this is the reason why this argument has never made any sense, that the Chinese needed to invest in a new social media app, invest billions of dollars in it, build it up over years, promote it, build it into this very popular app in order to spy on the American public with regard to how they use their computers, when we all know that not only do Facebook and Google and the other big tech American-based giants collect all that, it's also then sold on the open market. The Chinese don't need to create a social media app to lure Americans to use it to spy on them. They can go buy all of this data about our browsing history and everything else that we do online on the open market. In fact, here's NBC News and a report that we covered in July of 2023. Quote, U.S. government buys data on Americans with little oversight. Report finds. The report published by the Office of Director of National Intelligence offers fresh insight into how U.S. intelligence agencies have capitalized on the widespread availability of for-purchase data about Americans. And we reported on this, and what the U.S. security state was doing was buying and is buying enormous amounts of invasive data about the online behavior of American citizens that they would be prohibited constitutionally from collecting on their own, absent a search warrant. In other words, anybody can go and buy this data, including the Chinese. Why would they need a social media app in order to go do it?
And the other thing that I think is great here, everybody, I just want to mention, I want to go back a second just real quick. Doesn't that image of the White House remind you of something like from the Amityville Horror? It's like a haunted house or something like that, you know? Like, you expect to see Abe Lincoln's ghost out there revoking people's rights to habeas corpus. I mean, it's categorized as a privilege, but yeah, in the Constitution. But then again, only Congress is supposed to be able to lift the writ. So, lift the writ sounds like a board game. It's Lift the Writ, the funniest board game for 8 players and more. Lift the Writ. What color square will you land on? Lift the writ. All right. Oh, you landed on tyranny. Going to jail forever. It's Lift the Writ. Buy it now from Parker Brothers. lift the writ. Oh, man. So this is very interesting. And, of course, I have to really thank all of you in the chats because you have absolutely right. As you say, Brian Deb McCartney, and thanks for being there. If they ban TikTok, they better ban the FBI, CIA, etc. They are much more dangerous. And they're engaging in this all the time. I guess they don't like competition, huh? All right, let's continue.
The reality is that the U.S. government wants this data. It wants to force all Americans onto the apps where it can spy and where it can control the flow of information. Here's the rest of
exactly
what she said.
China operates. This is how the CCP operates. And they are using this to surveil, to target and manipulate data. We saw a real-time example yesterday at, when we were in the middle of this hearing and markup where users on TikTok were blocked from being able to get onto the app until they called their representative and told them to not support this legislation. That is just...
So let me see if I can figure this out. The group of people who are claiming the power over this company being able to survive in this country, which they've already made tons and tons of concessions, right? Previously under Trump, they've already made tons of concessions, like moving a particular branch into the United States and putting it under United States subcorporation control and things like this. Well, these people, she's upset that TikTok might say, hey, users, we're about to get attacked. The attackers, it's absolute gaslighting. The attackers are saying, how dare they send word out that we're about to go after them? Ah, let me see if I can study that under a microscope there. Whoa, wow, that's kind of ugly hypocrisy.
That was one real-time example of how they can manipulate Americans for their own purposes.
What TikTok did is what all companies did, which is use its platform to advocate against laws they perceive against their interests, such as a bill to ban TikTok from the U.S. And they gave people the information and said, call your member of Congress and tell them what you think about this bill to ban TikTok. And obviously, most TikTok users don't want TikTok banned. That's why they choose to use it.
This is Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for something. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as reasons for his decision. A Georgia judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fani Willis could continue to oversee the case if Wade was removed. Israel is gearing up for a military operation in Rafah, the southernmost city in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the IDF is readying for the operation and making preparations for civilian evacuation. A tornado in Ohio resulted in at least 3 fatalities, while another tornado in Indiana caused multiple injuries. Ohio experienced a total of 5 confirmed tornadoes. Additionally, a tornado damaged more than 50 structures in a small town in northern Kentucky, which is located close to the Indiana border. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live. Remember, find Liberty Conspiracy every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Rumble, Rockfin, and my Twitter/X feed, at Guard Goldsmith. We try to mix in music, energy, power, and your opinions. So join us in the conspiracy because, of course, freedom is out of fashion. It's like they sent it off into space or something. And we need, you know what, my friends, the mothership to get it back.
Breaking news in our nation's capital. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S.
Yes? Oh, hello. Hello. We're Mary's parents.
Oh, well, come on in, fellas.
Hold it a second. Mary's parents burned to death last year. Wait a minute. I know you guys. You're from the News Flash.
What's on tap, my friends? Well, we're going to be tripping the light fantastic, everybody. We're heading off to, yeah, you got it, a band that I have not played on this show before. It is TikTok time, so we have a lot of musical choices to go with. I almost went with 25 O'Clock by the Dukes of Stratosphere. I almost went with Time by Pink Floyd. I could have gone with Time by a number of other bands, in fact, but instead, I'm going with a band that showed a lot of promise for a lot of years before they, of course, jumped the proverbial egotistical shark. It is U2.
It's 11 o'clock. TikTok.
One, five, three, Yes, of course, this is 11 o'clock TikTok. I don't think I'll be seeing you two ever again. Saw them a number of times, but once they put out the Unforgivable Fire, that was it. I was done. Forget it. Enough. Well, it's almost midnight for TikTok. It has passed the House, so let's get into that story, everybody. And first off, let's discuss, well, let's see, where are we going to go first? Let's go to antiwar.com and check out their story about 11 o'clock TikTok, my friends. Yes, of course, TikTok getting slammed by the House. Here it is, everybody. House passes Biden-supported bill that could ban TikTok. And, of course, we all know that the great hero Donald Trump, after he introduced the unconstitutional executive order 4 years ago on this day to establish lockdowns of your business, well, he doesn't want to have a lockdown of TikTok. So at least he's learned a little tiny bit there, huh? Here it is from Kyle Anzalone of the Libertarian Institute and antiwar.com, everybody. The House passed a bill that will allow the president to ban TikTok without an ownership change. Opponents of the legislation warned that it will give the executive a massive amount of power to control online discourse. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Joe Biden says he will sign the deal if it reaches his desk. Well, that should be pretty much a done deal, because the Senate is definitely going to pass this, I think. I'm about 95% sure on that one. It's called, get this, everybody, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act, PAFACAA. PAFACA. Yeah, I don't know. But it is the, again, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary Controlled Applications Act. It was introduced by Representative Mike Gallagher, of Republican, and so-called Representative Democrat Raja Krishnamurti. And it would order TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, to divest its shares from the company within 6 months or face an effective ban in the U.S. Now, don't forget, everybody, we covered some of this stuff. They already have shifted their data storage and so on and management to the United States after they gave concessions a couple years ago. That's not enough. Why? Evidently, people are pretty upset that there might be criticism of Israel coming through on TikTok. Footage coming through on TikTok, very valuable and important footage that exposes what's going on in Gaza. And maybe a few other things, because it seems like they haven't been able to control TikTok, even though they've been able to control Facebook and Twitter and things like that. They don't seem to like that. And, of course, fatuously, they're claiming that the Chinese are going to be gathering our data. We showed you some great footage from Glenn Greenwald as he went through that. And we're going to go through that footage again from Glenn Greenwald, because he did such a stellar job the other day. In fact, I think it was on Friday that he did that. It's a number of days old, but it is still very, very salient. The House passed it 352 to 65. The bill had bipartisan support with 197 Republicans and 155 Democrats voting for it. Proponents of the bill, such as, of course, representatives so-called of New York, Elise Stefanik, you know, she's the one who called up people from universities, never mentioned that she's already dipping into your pocket to fund the universities. That wasn't the problem for her. It was that they weren't going far enough to silence their students who were protesting about Israeli slaughter of Palestinians in Gaza. She, of course, portrayed most of that as being anti-Semitic rather than anti-Zionist, anti-political, you know, not humanitarian, not asking for a ceasefire, but of course anti-Semitic, because that's the go-to, that's the gaslight. You're the bad one if you would like the people in Israel, many of whom aren't even Semitic, who run that government, to stop slaughtering people like they did yesterday at another food depot. And of course, Stefanik was one of them, and she argued Beijing uses TikTok to influence young Americans. Oh, so does that mean that it's bad for the United States government to, I don't know, spend millions and millions of dollars under the, as I often mention, Portman Murphy Countering Foreign Propaganda Act to fund things like NewsGuard, to shut down me and my friends at MRC TV and perhaps you, to fund other things? Is it bad, Ms. Stefanik, for the United States government to give $3.5 million to Twitter to silence people who are actually saying the correct things about the fact that the so-called COVID-19 pandemic was not a pandemic, that there's no possible way to know how many people died because of it, because you people in government were subsidizing the hospitals to gin up PCR tests and claim that people who came in positive on the ginned up PCR tests, somehow if they died from COVID rather than with a positive PCR test. How about that stuff? How about that? Is it possible, Ms. New York Congresswoman, when you co-sponsor the act, that you think perhaps the United States has not been engaging in spying on people, in engaging in influencing people without our consent? People consent to get TikTok, don't they? Right, you guys? I don't have TikTok on my phone. I got it on my computer and I use it maybe once every 2 weeks. I have found some pretty good information there recently about Palestinians being slaughtered. Let's find out a little bit about what happened on the House floor as one guy stood up against this. I bet you can guess who he was. He's right there. He's a man from Kentucky. His name is Thomas Massey.
He is recognized. Mr. Speaker, I know the sponsors of this bill are sincere in their concerns and in their effort to protect Americans. They've described the TikTok application as a Trojan horse, but there are some of us who feel that either intentionally or unintentionally, this legislation to ban TikTok is actually a Trojan horse. Some of us are concerned that there are First Amendment implications here. Americans have the right to view information. We don't need to be protected by the government from information. Some of us just don't want the president picking which apps we can put on our phones or which websites that we can visit. We don't think that's appropriate. We also think it's dangerous to give the president that kind of power, to give him the power to decide what Americans can see on their phones and their computers. To give him that sort of discretion, we also think is dangerous. Now, people say that this TikTok ban will only apply to TikTok or maybe another company that pops up just like TikTok. But the bill is written so broadly that the president could abuse that discretion and include other companies that aren't just social media companies and that aren't, as some people would believe, controlled by foreign adversaries. Again, we're giving the president that discretion to decide whether it is controlled by a foreign adversary. There were some people who were legitimately concerned that this was an overly broad bill, and they got an exclusion written into the bill that I want to read. It says the term covered company does not include an entity that operates a website or application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information and reviews. Why is this exception in the bill? Why did somebody feel like they needed this exception if the bill itself only covers social media applications that foreign adversaries are running? These and other questions we hope to answer in the course of this debate, and I reserve the balance of my time. The gentleman.
Yes, indeed. A couple points that I would like to make there as Thomas Massey gives that good information. And first, I do think there are a couple things missing there from what Thomas Massey said. I don't think this is a Trojan horse because this is not an attractive gift at all. And I also wish that he had said that they don't have the power enumerated to them under the Constitution to give the president this power in the first place. And I have often heard people say, well, this is a Chinese company. So, you know, the fact that they're doing this to this Chinese company, that's okay. No, it's not okay. It's not okay. It doesn't matter whom the United States Congress is trying to silence. The First Amendment clearly reads, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion, the freedom of free association. Very clear. It doesn't matter whether the speech is coming from somebody from Canada or China or anywhere. Congress doesn't have that enumerated power based on their rule book for their game that they sign on to play on and play into and that you are forced to pay for. That's it. It's like a bunch of people going into a Vegas blackjack table. They agree to play. They're taking your money and the rules are set out for them, but they want to continue to flout the frigging rules. So this is not a Trojan horse. That's the one area where I would disagree with Congressman Massey. And I would also disagree with others who portray it as a Trojan horse because it is already an ugly beast. It's not a Trojan horse. It doesn't look good at the start. It is an unconstitutional expansion, one of the most egregious expansions of congressional and executive power, if this passes the Senate, in the history of the planet Earth. There is no denying this. To be able to shut down and also to claim that they are an adversary, as I mentioned on the show numerous times in the past, is also completely unfounded. It's an unscrupulous use of the term adversary at a time when the United States Congress has not declared war, so the United States technically has no frigging adversaries. It doesn't have any adversaries. You can't claim that China is an adversary if you haven't cited them as an enemy and declared war. Otherwise, that's it. Think about George Washington's statement when he left office. And they're out there claiming that these people are adversaries. Now let's go to Dan Crenshaw, one of the most despicable people on this subject and many, many others in the long history of that corrupt institution called the United States Congress. Listen to what this guy has to say. Completely bereft of any notation of the document he swore to uphold, both in the military and when he got into Congress. Listen to this guy riding on your back like you're a surfboard on the ocean of filth and grime and rhetoric that these people spout out. It is amazing. As Charles Dickens said, you could fertilize a field with that verbal offal. Here we go.
Now, a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda.
He's making a little comparison. This is allowing TikTok is like allowing the Chinese to put out a radio tower, likening it to the FCC. Got to control the radio waves. We've mentioned before that also is an unfounded claim based on an expansionist interpretation of the Interstate Commerce Clause. I got in a mini debate with this with then Congressman Ed Markey, now U.S. Senator Ed Markey. The FCC is unconstitutional. It started as the FRC, the Federal Radio Commission. It plays favorites with certain people who cozy up to the government. It has been used to shut down people in the past. Section 230 of the 1996 Telecommunications Act is used as a lever to pressure online people now to say, well, if you go by what we say is a good faith curation of the material you put on there, then we'll let you continue to operate. Then we had just a couple months ago, the executive order from President Biden saying, I'm issuing an executive order for anyone who puts together algorithms or software that might in any way be considered AI. And that's all computer programs, by the way. And that goes down to the zeros and the ones that could be seen as having medical or national defense applications, which is anything. That's a word. That's a punctuation mark. These people are out of control and they don't even realize it. They think that they are gaining more control and providing more security for their government. They're crushing centuries of rights that human beings fought to support. Centuries, millennia of rights that were developed through common law interactions. Fighting monarchs. Fighting emperors, fighting so-called representative bodies, like what happened after the French Revolution. This is a time we cannot deny what's going on. If this is allowed to stand, if people don't protest this, then a lot is going to turn down real fast as the election approaches. I bet you all sense this. You're saying, Guard, you're not telling me anything I don't know. Well, hopefully, if you're listening in your car, you're raising your fist saying, I agree, and you'll do something about it, too. Let's continue with this incredible, incredibly deceitful criminal, Dan Crenshaw.
You probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for.
Start that again.
Because now a radio tower owned by the Chinese to be put up right in the middle of Washington, D.C., and then allow it to just put out Chinese propaganda. You probably complain about that. That's exactly what TikTok can be used for, because millions of Americans are addicted to it. They see it, and the Chinese can absolutely manipulate those algorithms. The First Amendment does not give the Chinese Communist Party the right to American data or the right to manipulate the minds of Americans.
So, okay, there's a lot to be said there about the Chinese Communist Party and manipulating Americans and so on. Let's just check. Have any of you heard any of the commercials on the radio brought to you by the Ad Council, or perhaps ads from Pfizer or Moderna? Get your jab, because, of course, they're subsidized as well. How about your local school where your child is propagandized by government-composed pedagogy, as they tried to foist on me at a school and I wouldn't do it when I was teaching economics? And they tried to say, well, go with this federal idea of asking the kids to come up with an example of market failure. And I said, the market doesn't fail. The market is an ongoing process that incorporates and requires failure of individuals in it so that other people can learn. Get it? Stupid? No, you don't get it. Well, no, it's not stupid. That woman was, she's an intelligent woman, but just ignorant. Didn't want to learn, didn't care. And Dan Crenshaw doesn't want you to learn, doesn't want you to care at all. Just unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. There's a lot more to discuss here, everybody. So let's get into this. All right. Let's see. If you get the opportunity, head over to my my Twitter/X. And don't forget to spread the word about this. Also, there's another really good video out there from Serge the Purge as he's talking about CBDC. Hopefully be able to tell you about that in a little while. But again, let's look at what Thomas Massie had to say about the Trojan horse, as he put it, which I think is a little bit inappropriate because it's bad from the start. It doesn't look attractive at all. He says the president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. The person breaking the new law is deemed to be the U.S. or offshore internet hosting service or app store, not the foreign adversary. So we'll do like we did last night. This is from the bill. It defines foreign adversary. The term foreign adversary, controlled application, means a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented or immersive technology application. Then we've got this, and it can be indirectly tied to any foreign country. So how much investment is enough? The government will decide. It has this, providing services to distribute, maintain, or update such foreign adversary-controlled application by means of a marketplace, including an online mobile application store through which users within the land or maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such applications, and providing, yes, ISPs, internet hosting services. So there you go. Remember how we talked about how Elizabeth Warren, and by the way, that also applies to Section 230, because if you're an ISP, the federal government will withdraw its protection against liability from state suits or defamation suits for internet service providers if they deem that you have not curated at your ISP in, as the government defines it, good faith. But the internet hosting services, that's something that Elizabeth Warren and Lindsey Graham have been pushing to have licensed if you have over a certain number of users. Don't forget, they've got a bill. It hasn't had a vote yet, but they've got a bill floating around the Senate for that. Okay. So, by the way, if you're watching this over in the UK, spread the word, because we're following you in your footsteps with that online safety stuff. Same thing with Ireland. Yeah, as they want to define hatred online. It's unbelievable. So let's now go to some comments from some very good people at Redacted. Here is Clayton Morris and Natalie Morris from this afternoon's Redacted with what I thought were just absolutely valuable, extremely valuable comments about this.
So here's what Massey was talking about. He's talking about in this foreign adversary controlled application in the bill, the term foreign adversary controlled application means a website, desktop application, mobile application. So a website? Okay, so now this is what the power of the White House will have in its possession is the power to ban websites. We already see that across Europe. Europe doesn't want you to access information about Russia. They block websites all the time. So now we're going to become like...
This is literally why we shake our head against China. Like, oh, they can't really Google things like Falun Dafa.
Yeah.
Or they can't see websites
Tiananmen Square,
about Tiananmen Square.
Yeah.
Right. But okay, get ready for that reality.
Yep. You think this is just limited to TikTok? Get your head out of your ass.
Right.
You guys are smart who are watching this right now. You know. And then here's what Thomas Massey says about the providing services. If it provides services to distribute, maintain, or update such foreign adversary-controlled applications by means of a marketplace, an online mobile application store, through which users within the land or the maritime borders of the United States may access, maintain, or update such application, providing internet hosting services. Also, as part of this, VPN services, like if you're using VPNs, would be a problem. Here's what Massey says. If you think this isn't a Trojan horse and will only apply to TikTok and foreign adversary social media companies, then contemplate why someone thought it was important to get a very specific exclusion for their internet-based business written into the bill. As he just held up, the term covered company does not include the entity that operates a website, desktop application, mobile application, or augmented. Excuse me, I'm reading the wrong one here. Or immersive technology application whose primary purpose is to allow users to post product reviews, business reviews, or travel information in reviews. Isn't that hilarious?
It's weird, too.
Just such a weird carve-out.
Just Yelp.
Just New York Times.
TripAdvisor.
And like their wire cutter website.
Thanks for listening to Liberty Conspiracy on Free Talk Live.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.